college basketball fans today are mourning the loss of Hall of Fame Georgetown coach John Thompson Jr., who has died at the age of 78. Joining us live now to reflect on his life and legacy is the voice of the Maryland Terrapins, Johnny Holiday. Johnny, always great to speak with you. Sorry it is under these circumstances today as we learn of the passing of Coach Thompson. As you think back on his long career at Georgetown, what stands out to you most about the coach?
Well, Mark, I think the first thing, and I knew Coach Thompson for about 50 years when he was coaching at St. Anthony's and then went off to Providence. I think I always referred to him as the gentle giant, an awesome, towering figure, that imposing figure that I think a lot of people misunderstood. But I always found Coach Thompson to be accessible, to be courteous, to be nice, and to pave such a great street for young people, not only academically but also athletically, to be successful in life. And what he did, I don't think anybody at this point can measure the impact he had on young people.
Talk about that, because, you know, he could talk basketball all day, but he could also give some great insights on life, and he loved to mentor young people and help them get their start. Speak about that perspective of what he brought, not only to the game, but to the community.
Well, I think he was a real advocate, really, of athletics and playing basketball for young people, because he felt, like a lot of coaches do, that sometimes the only avenue to success, to get out of whatever their upbringing would be through athletics and through basketball. And he always did things the right way. He had close practices. He made sure that his teams were ready to play. He made sure that his teams did the right thing. And for a kid to play for Georgetown and to play for John Thompson, that had to be a real feather in their cap, because it's a tough academic institution, as everybody knows. And he loved to win. He loved to compete. But he was also a very affable, and I think somewhat, in my opinion, might have been shy, wasn't very outgoing. And when I stood next to him, it was always, he'd always say, "How's the little man with a big voice?" And I'd say, "Coach, I'm 5'8", you're almost 7 feet tall. I'm doing pretty good looking up to you." I looked up to him, and boy, is he going to be missed.
Yes, indeed. Do you think the kind of perspective, not only for the game, but also about mentoring young men outside of the basketball court, do you find that other coaches in today's game bring that same fever and attention that Coach Thompson did to his craft?
Well, I think what he did, Mark, I think one thing, he kind of paved the way for a lot of black coaches today to get their opportunity to coach because of their ability to coach, not because of color, because of their ability. And I think in his later years, he made sure he was an advocate and a promoter of everybody equal rights for everybody, equality for everybody. And a lot of the coaches today that are coaching in major colleges around the country wouldn't be there if it were not for Coach Thompson, maybe opening the eyes of people about racial equality, and that judge someone by their abilities and not by their color. And I think if you're going to think about things he did, he was also sensitive, Mark. I remember him going to Georgetown University Hospital to see a friend of mine after refusing to go for about 6 months because he couldn't stand going to hospitals. He didn't like the visit. It brought him down, and it made him very emotional. And a couple of days before my friend passed away, I walked in the room at Georgetown University Hospital, and I see my friend decked out in Georgetown sweatpants, sweatshirt, cap, running shoes, and he said, "Guess who was here? John Thompson." And from that room, he went to every person in oncology to visit and say hello for somebody who didn't want to do it, but he knew that some people's lives were coming to an end, and he took time out of his life to go try to build up and make maybe some people smile in the final moments of their life.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on this difficult day. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mark, thank you. Always good to be with you, my friend.
That is the voice of the Terrapins, Johnny Holiday, reflecting on the life and the legacy of Georgetown basketball coach John Thompson Jr., who died today at the age of 78.